Ну, за то, как мы зарили на мальчику комплицированные истории, сам я смыслен все, но да треба те истории поведать, не как наши типы из нашей лаборатории, но то, как я падну, шуму не вея, потом о том пишет шанке, не? So, I think the discussion today is getting a little bit complicated, but I don't want to be like the guys of my laboratory that know nothing about phase noise and then they write articles and go to conferences and talk about phase noise. But they know nothing about phase noise, that's the problem. But ta zgodba je podobna tisti o butalcih, ne se veste. Pa, kam pa kam? Čevljariti. Pa si ti sploh ne znaš čevljariti. I bom pa druga učil. So this story is similar. We have in Slovenia, we have a special village that only exists in the literature, in books, and it's called Butale. In that village, all the inhabitants are a little bit crazy. So one day, someday one told us, well, what are you going to do today? Well, I'm going to repair shoes. You don't know how to repair shoes. Well, no problem, I'm going to teach other people how to repair shoes. If I don't know to do it myself, I'm going to teach other people. So this is the discussion about phase noise. So what can we do out of phase noise? We have some kind of noise spectral density per hertz. So in linear units, not in logarithmic. To get the whole noise power, of course, I have to integrate this noise spectral density with frequency, per frequency, so I have to write d delta f here. In a certain frequency range, say, starting from fa, say, to fb. To get the integrated phase noise in a certain frequency range, this is still with respect to normalize to the carrier. Se pravi, lahko to spektralno gostoto integriram v določenem prostoru, to je še zmerem normalizirano na nosilce. To je zdaj normalizirana moč šuma. Ne? So this is the normalized noise power. What does that mean? Kaj to pomeni? Ne? Če imam jaz v kazalčnem diagramu realna os, imaginarna os, tako moj kazalc signala, ne? Se pravi, tu je moj oscilator, ne? Temu osciratorju se dodaja nek fazni šum. Ne? In to je zdaj fazni šum je dodan mojemu osciratorju in se dodaja. Ne? Ja, dodaja se, jaz imam tukaj zapisano moč. Da iz moči dobim amplitudo, moram tu koreni. So, since this is a power, to get the amplitude of the noise, I have to make a square root, and this is actually in terms of a standard deviation of the phase with respect in the frequency limit FFA to FB, if I integrated this over a certain frequency range. So, here is that frequency, if I have tako, recimo moj signal, ne, to je frekvenca. Moj signal je imel takšen fazni šum, ne? In jaz sem zdaj tu integriral, recimo, v mejah, če je bila tukaj f nič, ne? Je bilo tu vmes fa, ne? In je bilo tu tukaj vmes fb, ne? I integrated over the frequency offset fa to fb, and here is my phase noise power, this area down here, okay? Merske enote tega opletanja kazalca so radijane, ne? So this is in radians, so this is my sigma phi.
Manjka še dvojka?
Ja, manjka še dvojka, zato ker dosti krat integriram na obej stranek. So frequently I integrate on both sides, and if I integrate on both sides, then of course I have twice the integral. If I have fa also here, and FB also here, to integrate all of the phase noise on both sides of the signal. Then I have twice the
ti sam ovdje.
Takrat imam dvakratno vrednost, če integriram po obeh stranih. Ne? Zdaj, koliko pleta ta kazalček, če ga jaz lahko opazujem v določenem frekvenčnem področju, ker to pletenje ima določene frekvenčne komponente, od FA do FB. Ne? Zdaj pa ste rekli, zakaj ni to od nič do neskončnosti. Ne? So one question may arise here, why is this not from zero to infinity, but from FA to FB? Dobro, neskončnost nima smisla, ker ta odmik ne more čist do nič. So, infinity does not make sense because we cannot go to negative value. Frequency is only positive. This is the frequency spectrum. But on the other hand, why can we not go to zero? Zakaj ne moramo jeti v nič? V nič ne moramo jeti, zato ker ta stvar tukaj je vprašljiva. So we cannot go to zero because our reason equation may not be accurate at very small offsets. Tako kot smo izpeljali, ta listena manjala ni rečeno, da je točna pri majhnih odmikih frekvence. Zakaj ne? Zato, ker mi smo ves čas računali, da je moč šuma majhna napram moči nosilca. Ne? To smo ves čas prezili. So, the whole derivation was made that the noise power is much smaller than the carrier power. At low offsets and climbing up at delta omega to the minus 3, we get to some power that is no longer going to be significant compared to the carrier. So, ker gremo na nizke moči, ta rezultat ni več rečeno, da bo majhna. Ne? Kaj se v resnici zgodi? So what really happens here? At very, 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 very low frequencies. Zelo, zelo, zelo nizkih frekvencih, ampak tukaj imamo logaritemsko skalo. So, I have the logarithm of delta omega, so I can go here back all the way to infinity. But at very low frequencies, these things flattens out. So ta stvar izravna pri zelo nizkih frekvencih. Zato, ker naš spektr, našega oscilatorja, nima nobene špike, tukaj pač pa ta spektr ima en raven top. So this spectrum actually has a nice curve here, it does not have a peak to infinity at the carrier frequency. Če pišem tukaj logaritemsko skalo, ne, so talking about the logarithmic scale, te stvari tukaj rečemo tudi širina spektralne črte. So this quantity here is also called spectral length. Se pravi, širina spektralne črte, tista veličina, ki nam da, koliko je tale bunkica to gor visoka, ne? Se pravi, tu je zdaj naša širina, ena polovica. Ne? In v teh spektralnih črti postane ta spektr praktično raven, zaradi zanemaritev, ki smo jih prinaredili. Ne? No, zakaj sem ve jaz zdaj tukaj napisal napačno formulo, ki ne držite v nizkih frekvencah? Zato, ker ta pojav je pri visoke frekvenčne tehniki zanemarijo. Te frekvence so tako nizke, to je nekaj hercov. Najbolj, da si je za 20 hercov pri tem visoke frekvenčne, pri radijski tehniki. In kakšna je točna oblika črte tukaj gor, tudi ne vemo, zato ker ne vemo, kakšna je točno ena zef šum tukaj. Ne? Pač pa ta širina spektralne črte je zelo pomembna, postane v optiki. Ne? V optiki širina laserske spektralne črte se točno pogovarjamo, koliko je, kakšna veličina je. So why I didn't make the whole derivation to get also this flat part here of the phase noise? Because this effect at radio frequencies is insignificant. This line width at radio frequencies is at most 10 or 20 hertz. Usually it's much less than 1 hertz. And is totally insignificant for all our practical devices we have. But this spectral line width becomes of importance when we go up with frequency. When we go to optics, lasers have a certain line width. So in optics, this is important. It is not important in radio.
in radio is a totally unimportant aspect of the language. We can in radio we can simply use here a delta approximation, a delta function, that is completely okay for all of our purposes. But it is not insignificant in optics. Why is not important this in radio? Zakaj to ni pomembno pri radiju? Zato, ker mi imamo pri radiju, katerikoli radijski sprejemnik imamo, demodulator imamo, imamo zmerem neka vezja, ki samodejno popravljajo frekvence. Sicer imajo počasno časovno konstanto, ampak ta je še zmerem dosti večja od širine spektralne črte, tako ta naša spodnja frekvenčna meja je lahko pasovna širina tega clock recovery ali pa carrier recovery, ki imamo v vezju. So why we are not using this in radio? These things do happen in radio. In radio, the line width is finite. It's maybe a fraction of a hertz, but it's some value. It is not a delta pulse here. It has a flat pulse. But in radio, most of our receivers, the modulators, have some kind of carrier recovery or clock recovery circuit. And this is actually the bandwidth of that carrier recovery. And that the bandwidth of carrier recovery is usually much larger than the line width. So what is actually happening here is not important in radio. It is important in optics. Not in radio. To be complete, to have the complete explanation of what is going on. Jasno, v radiju dosti krat stvari izrazimo tudi na druge načine. Ne? Se pravi, so se neko opletanje, regeneracija nosilca, regeneracija ure, ne? Regeneracija takta. Regeneracija takta nas lahko zanima, koliko je drhtenje takta. Ali pa z angleško jitter. We may be interested what the jitter is of a clock signal. And the jitter of the clock signal, so timing jitter, the timing jitter is simply the phase jitter divided by omega zero. Se pravi, tu je zdaj ena z dva pi. Nič krat korijen iz dvakrat integral od FA do FB, ne? Ta spektralna gostota faznega šuma, ne? Normirana na nosilc, ne? D delta F. Ne? Ne? No in drhtenje takta je tudi ena veličina, ki jo merimo. So, the clock jitter, the timing jitter, measured in seconds, is simply the phase jitter divided by omega zero, divided by the omega zero, that's the frequency of our oscillator. And it's simply the expression we had before divided by 2 pi f zero. Frequency instruments will provide the timing jitter in units of seconds, nanoseconds, picoseconds, femtoseconds, depending how good an oscillator we have. Se pravi, tu bojo nanosekunde, picosekunde, femtosekunde, odvisno, koliko dobro. Ne? No, še ena stvar je, še ena veličina je, in je sicer frekvenčni šum, temu se reče tudi residual FM discharge, frequency modulation, in frekvenčni šum je pa korijen iz, tukaj imate, ne, dvakrat integral od FA do FB, ne? Sam imamo še delta F tukaj na kvadrat, ne? Spektralna gostota faznega šuma D delta F. Ne? Merske enote so tukaj herci. Ne? Se pravi, kakšna dodatna frekvenčna modulacija, šumna frekvenčna modulacija na mojem signalu, ne? Kakšen kolep je. Ne? So this is actually a deviation, intended as a deviation. A random deviation of our frequency. This is important because this in frequency modulated signals, this thing adds noise to the signal. Usually the FA and FB for voice circuits, FA and FB are the typical for voice circuits, so 300 Hz up to 3.4 kHz for voice circuits. Because only the FM deviation in this range will be actually heard in the loudspeaker of our
širina spektralne črte je 3 decibelsko točko določena.
Ja. Sedaj to se da speljati, samo nimamo časa danes. We don't have time to make all the derivations today. Master tu izpeljano vse na urmu mojemu predavanju, kar sem vam dal šobe. So, all the derivations, the relevant derivations are made in the PDF I sent to you about noise. The PDF about noise, it ends with phase noise, and toward in the second half, it deals with phase noise, and also derives the spectral line width if we don't have 1 over f noise. If we have 1 over f noise, the derivation is even more complex. But usually it is not an issue in radio communication because this very, very low frequency noise is effectively removed by the control loops we have in any kind of receiver.
Pa potem še ena z F-šum upoštevamo je vsem kakšna lepa številka, to nekaj več kot minus 3 decibela ali?
Ne, definirana, širina črte je zmerno definirana 3 decibela, pač pa vprašanje je, kako bo tista širina črte povezana s tem in s tem, ne? Tu se zmeni, ampak 3 decibelska širina zmerno obstaja, ne? Zmerno obstaja, ampak vprašanje je, kako bo povezana, če nimamo tega, se da lepo tam, en izraz se da dobro približek se da narediti. Če imamo, ki se dojete, to je škoda. Zdaj, v optiki je stvar za dosti daleč proč od ena zef šuma, to je ta problema. Ja. Zdaj, če smo se mi potrudili narediti ten oscilator, so we worked hard in building a nice oscilator. But now the problem is here. That any oscillator must have an output. Kateri koli oscillator ima malo izhod in zdaj, če jaz ta izhod pijem na anteno, ki ima neznano impedanco, pa neznano odpojno, se lahko zgodijo čudne stvari. So, every oscillator we have to take the power out of the oscillator. No matter what we do. And now the load we put here will have an effect on our oscillator. The load is modifying the transfer function. So this transfer function here, both the gain and the transfer function of the feedback circuit, are being modified by the load. No, in tisto, kar se da narediti, če moramo takšne oscilatorje uporabljati, je ena stvar, se pravi, funkcija, se pravi, če imam tukaj gama mojega vremena, kaj se dogaja z oscilatorjem, ker ta bo vplival in na frekvenco, in bo vplival na moč. Ne? So, the matching of the load will have an effect both on the frequency of the oscillator and the power delivered to the load. Also the frequency will change. If you build a simple transmitter, say with just one transistor, like our students do in the third year here, you will see when you approach it, your hand, the antenna, the transmitter shifts in frequency. So now unified measure how to do this is to make the so-called Ricke plot. Rešitev, kako se tega ogenemo, je Rikejev diagram. Ne? Rikejev diagram, veste, ima tukaj Smithov diagram z odbojnost našega bremena, recimo antene, ali pa v tem spodnjem primeru za odbojnost kure. Ne? So, in the Rikejev plot, you have the reflection coefficient of your load. This may be an antenna, may be a chicken in your microwave oven. So this is a klystron tube, this is 2K25. It's a klystron tube, it's an oscillator, a microwave oscillator. This is a magnetron to be used in the microwave oven. This is the, what is the, marking this. This is 2M214. 2M214, this is a magnetron. No? Na, vi se v Rikevem diagramu, zdaj, kura v glavnem zanima, s kakšno močjo se peče kura. Tukaj ima se konture, konstantne moči. Ne? So, in the Rike diagram, you have contours of constant power. Now, the Kleiston, the reflex Kleiston, a very low power device, it produces a maximum of 50 milliwatts, while the magnetron may produce 900 watts. You have 900 watts contours, now depends on the impedance of your chicken, the microwave oven.
What happens with the chicken?
Rikev diagram je treba objaviti, zakaj? Tega se ne da na listku dobiti, zato ker je težko določiti, kakšni nelinearni pojavi se dogajajo v našem maječevalnem gradniku. So, the Rikev plot is something we cannot derive analytically, because analytically it's very difficult to model the non-linearity that's built in our device. And it's the non-linearity coupled to linear effects that actually makes the Rike plot. No, če Rike v diagram narišemo tukaj, ne? Rike v diagram, če rečemo, rečemo, da je to Smithov diagram, ne? So, it is a Smith chart, and now in the Smith chart, we may have contours of power. So, maybe here will be the maximum power. And we may have even a region when the oscillator doesn't work. Imamo lahko celo področje, kjer se oscilator ugasne. Tako smo ga obremenili, ne? Recimo tukaj je P max. In tukaj je P je enako nula. Ne? So, we may have even a region with particular loading. Some oscillators can be loaded in such a way that we have no oscillation at all. For instance, this Kleiston has such a region here, tak listron ima tako področje tukaj počrtkano, kjer ni nikaj. Ne? No, hkrati imam lahko še frekvenčne krivulje. I may have frequency curves, the wave frequency of this oscillator changes. So, F1, F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, So, jasno področje, kjer se oscilator ugasne, zelo nestabilno, ne? In to se frekvenca zelo hitro menja. So, the region where the oscillator turns off because it's loaded too much, it cannot provide the power, it turns off. It's also a region where all the different plots of the, it's a very unstable region, so all the different plots of different oscillation frequency actually meet in this area. Kakšna je zdaj naša rešitev, kako bomo takšen oscilator uporabili, da se te stvari ne dogajajo? So, how to use our oscillator to avoid the back influence of the load, of the antenna meeting? Kar lahko naredimo je tudi na konc našega oscilatorja, ne? Če je tukaj vezje oscilatorja. Bi dodali vsaj cirkulator. So, inserting a circulator with a meshed load. A circulator connected as an isolator. We always guarantee, the circulator guarantees that we have gamma zero here. Cirkulator si lahko zmeren prvoščimo, da bo odbojnost na izhodu oscilatorja enaka nično. Cirkulator je sicer drag gradnik, je ferritic gradnik, so circulator contains expensive material, it's a ferrite device, only operates for one frequency, it's bulky, it's heavy, and so on. A much simpler solution is to use additional amplifier stages. Dosti bolj preprosta rešitev je, da uporabimo dodatne pojačevalnike. Dočemo oscilator, dosti bolj preprosto, da damo tukaj dodatne rečevalnike. In tu damo več rečevalnikov. So, we use buffer amplifiers to separate the output of our oscillator from the load. So here we can we have load changes, and these load changes are not going to affect our oscillator. We have several buffer stages in between. Jasno da sve te hoćemo da imaju ka dosti veći kakar n, odnosno po domaće povedano da je s2n krat s1n2 tu dosti manje od n. So we want our buffer amplifiers to be as much unidirectional as possible, so not to have conditional stability problems. In simple words, s2n times s1n2, the value of this should be much, much smaller than that. This means that the amplifiers are unidirectional, that only amplify in one direction, but they don't let the signal go back. Se pravi, enosmirni načevalniki so tem enosmirni, mislim tukaj, da v enosmir, če je S2N krat S1N2 po absolutni vrednosti dosti manjši kot R1, to pomeni, da dosti boljše ojačuje v enosmir, kot pa prepuščajo signala ponadaj. In tu bi radi mi odločili nego načevalnika. We want from a separation amplifier, we want to be as much unidirectional as possible. Hočemo, da je čim bolj enosmeren takšen narečevalnik, da ločimo. Ne? In na tak način bomo mi zmeren uporabljali naše pojačevalnike v naših jezik. Ne? Zdaj, da je zgled, če naredimo, ja, dobro, še preko naredimo zgled, je tu še nekaj treba povedati. Kaj se zgodi, kako mi mirimo fazni šum? So, how to measure phase noise? Fazni šum lahko mirimo na tak način, da preprosto damo en oscilator in damo tukaj drugi oscilator. In zdaj pirjamo njihova izhoda na mešalnik. Jasno, v oba dva ta oscilatorja imate tukaj ločilne načevalnike. Ne? So, both oscillators have buffer amplifiers and we put the output to a filter. Jasno, ta filter je pri frekvenci delta F. Ne? Zdaj se pa treba zavedati, ne, da tukaj dobimo fazni šum od prvega in fazni šum od drugega. So what we should know that here we get the sum of both phase noises, the sum of the phase noise of the first oscillator and the sum noise, the phase noise of the second oscillator. So, this is, for instance, this is one possibility of making such a measurement is using a spectrum analyzer. Če uporabljamo spektralni analizator, je lahko to mirjenec, ne? In je lahko tu spektralni analizator. And this on the bottom can be the oscillator is built inside the spectrum analyzer. But we always have to know that measuring beating two oscillators, we always get the sum of both phase lines. So to make a good measurement, we should at least know the space, have this oscillator in my test equipment much better than this one. Se pravi, ena možnost je, da naredimo ta oscillator, ki ima tukaj Q2, ta ima Q1, ne? Da je Q1 dosti manjši od Q2. So have a much higher Q in the test equipment, a much better oscillator to have in the test equipment, to measure our device under test. Else, we have to consider that we always get the sum. No measurement, like how, what kind of measurement we have. Tudi dobimo vsoto, se treba zavedati tudi, takrat, če mi signale množimo, ne? So if we multiply signals, we frequently do this in radio frequency because we do not have the oscillator at the frequency we want. Dosti krat pri visokofrekvenčni tehniki nimamo oscilatorja na frekvenci, kjer se želimo, moramo množiti frekvenco. Se pravi, imam tukaj en oscilator in ta oscilator peljem na množilnik krat 2. Ne? Kako je tak množilnik narejen? So what is the practical solution of this frequency multiplier, frequency doubler. Our oscillator is connected to a multiplier, making the function, if this is x, we get x squared here. Samo moramo biti previdni, zdaj kaj se zgodi. Ne? Fazni šumi tukaj, pri tem množenju, so se nam seštevali nekorelirani fazni šumi. Here we are summing uncorrelated phase noise. From this one and from this oscillator, because each oscillator is running on its own. These two noises are uncorrelated. Here the noises are correlated. If we double the frequency, če ponovimo frekvenco, če imamo tukaj L od delta F, bom dobil tukaj zdaj 4 krat L od delta F. The amplitude of the phase doubles because we have two correlated signals. In fact, these two signals are the same. Of course, they are correlated if they are the same. Therefore, powers do not sum, but amplitudes do sum. And phases do sum with the same phase. So, we do not get twice the noise, but we get 4 times the noise. That's very bad for frequency multiplication. On the other hand, if we have frequency division, na drugi strani, če delimo frekvenco, ne, pa lahko fazni šum dol zbijemo. Če ga pošljamo na delilnik frekvence, frekvenco delim tukaj z 2, ne. Če sem imel tukaj nek določen fazni šum, bom dobil tukaj samo še 1/4 tega faznega šuma. No, tisto, kar v končni fazi, v končni inačici pade ven, ne? Kakšen je tisti fazni šum, ki ga jaz na koncu verige? Recimo na koncu množilca. Ne? Ta 4 delta F, kaj je to pravzaprav? 4 delta M bi lahko zapisal, da tu je tudi približno tukaj, ne, ena polovica, ne, ena in, ampak tukaj imam zdaj 2 F nič, ne, če sem imel tukaj oscilator na F nič, ne, z 2 krat Q obremenjeni delta F, ne, pa tukaj smo imeli KB T nič F deljeno z močjo oscilatorja. Ne? Preprosto jaz dam tukaj noter 2 krat F nič. Ne? Če imam tukaj 2 F nič, dam preprosto 2 F nič sem noter. Ne? So simply for a multiplier chain, or multiplying the frequency in another way, I simply put the final frequency of my chain, and I put the Q I have here. In the final result, it actually doesn't matter what the frequency is. What the frequency of the fundamental oscillator is. Se pravi, v končnem rezultatu za fazni šum sploh ni pomembno, na kakšni frekvenci dela ta oscilator. Pomembna je končna frekvenca in pomembna je kvaliteta rezonatorja. So, in the final result, the frequency of oscillator is unimportant. We are multiplying it to the desired value. But in the Leeson equation, we put the desired value of the output frequency and the Q of the resonator we have.
Например, мы имеем референчный кристальный осциллятор на 10 МГц
и помножили ту на 2 ГГц, recimo, за мобильный телефон. Ne? Па квалитета кристалла, вемо, да си 1000.
Тук е едина številка, ки са помемне, да си 1000 квалитета, па кончна фреквенция 2 ГГц. For instance, we have a mobile phone operates in the 2 ГГц range. Internally, it has a 10 МГц reference oscillator with a Q of 10,000. The only important things we need to know is the Q of our resonator does not matter at which frequency and the output frequency of our device, 2 GHz. And this is these are the only things that are important to find out what is the phase noise going to be in such a case.
No, lahko poskušamo zdaj narediti kakšen svet, so let's make an example to avoid talking, just talking about figures. Dajmo povedati, kakšen osciljator. Pa dajmo odzeti frekvenca, smo rekli recimo 3 GHz. Koliko je lahko Q obremenjen? Q obremenjen za en preprost osciljator je zelo nizek. Je lahko recimo 30, tu je z LC oscilator. So we have an LC oscillator that has a Q of 100. The loaded Q will be just 30, just to make an example. In koliko bo zdaj, še nekaj moramo vedeti, koliko je moč nosilca, ne? So we have to know the carrier power, but the carrier power in this particular spot here, at the input of the amplifier. This cannot be very large. This is 0.1 milliwatt. This is usually not large because it's at the input of an amplifier, not at the output. The input power is important. Важна е входна мощ, не важна изходна мощ, не? No, in zdaj nas zanima pri, recimo, pri frekvenčnem odmiku delta F je 100 kHz, ne? Koliko bo zdaj tukaj noter L od delta F, ne? Po možnosti logaritmski, no, zdaj, dbc na Hz, ne? Še en podatek, rabimo podatek šumno število, ne? So one another. Zdaj, nice figure here. Dajmo vzeti, da šumno število je recimo 5 decibelov. Nema reči 6 decibelov, da bo preprosto zaračunati 6 decibelov. 6 dB, to bi se to calculate. The nice figure of the active device we have. And its corner frequency 1 kHz. Corner frequency, so we have a bipolar transistor. In gremo pogledati zdaj, kakšen fazni šok dobimo, no? Dajmo kar pogledati, koliko tu je zdaj. Delta F je zdaj ena polovica. Tukaj imam zdaj ena in smo rekli F nič, ne? No, mora celo formula mora napisati, ne? 2 krat Q krat delta F, ne? Krat tukaj KB, te nič. Smo rekli, koliko že se doštevilo, deljeno z P nič, ne? Rad N hec, ne?
Pa nič je kvadrat.
To manjka tega, ne? Tako, ne? Tako, ne?
Tam tudi v uniformu je prejel, ne, tam, ko smo zaučili.
Ja, to manjka kvadrat. I forgot the square. Sorry. Ja. Kakšen velikosten razred bo zdaj? Zdaj pri delta F je 100 kHz, bomo imeli kar F RF, ne, je 6 decibelov, je enak 4, tako da tudi treba razmišljati. Gremo zdaj računati. Še ena stvar, kar je pomembna, oceniti se splača, koliko je ta velikost tega izraza tukaj. Ne? Tukaj imamo 3 GHz, deljeno za 60 je 50 MHz, na vrhu, 100 kHz spodaj. Se pravi, ta stvar je 500 na kvadrat. If I put the figures inside here 3 GHz, 2 times 30, 3 GHz divided by 2 is 1500 MHz, divided by 30 is 50 MHz. We have 50 MHz divided by 100 kHz. This term is, in our case, much larger than this one. We can neglect this one. Tega lahko zanemarimo, ne? Tako da lahko pišem zdaj, da L od delta F je ena polovica, smo rekli, tukaj je ena in če tu zdelim, je zdaj tu 500 na kvadrat, 50 MHz deljeno za 100 kHz, ne? 500 na kvadrat tukaj, Boltzmannova konstanta 1,38 krat 10 na minus 23 džulov na Kelvin, krat tukaj tanič je, tanič smo rekli, da je 290 Kelvinu, krat šumno število, krat 4, ne? Tam spodaj imamo pa nič, je 10 na minus 4 vata, ne? Krat 1 hertz. Dobro, brez tega, ker nimamo logaritmi. We don't have logaritmic units yet. When we are going to logaritmic units, then we will write times the 1 hertz for the logarithmic units we want to have. No, in zdaj, koliko dobimo tukaj ven? Če gremo tu zračunati. Je. Ena polovica. 500 na kvadrat. To je 10.000 krat 25. To je 2,5 krat 10 na 5. Ne? Tako imamo. Zdaj pa imam 10 na minus 4 vata tukaj gor. Ne? Na vrhu imam 290 krat 1,38, je približno 400 krat 10 na minus 23, to je 4 krat 10 na minus 21, ne? 4 krat 10 na minus 21. Džuli so vati krat sekunde, tu so vati na herc, ne? Kelvini pa kelvini se pokrajšajo, krat 4, ne? Dobro, še vati se tukaj pokrajšajo, vidite, merske enote, kakšne stale so nastale herci, ne? Na herc, ker vat sekunde so vati na herc, ne? Vati se pokrajšajo, ker niso se pokrajšali. Dajmo še zračunati, koliko tu je. 4 krat 4 je 16, polovica je 8, krat 2 pa pol je 20, ne? 8 krat 2 pa pol je 20, še vse sredstvo pobjerim, pa imam 10 na minus 4, rata 10 na 4, 10 na 9, krat 10 na minus 21, krat 10 na 12, ne? 10 na minus 12, ne? Na herc, ne? Upam, da sem prav zmažil. Se pravi, tu je 2 krat 10 na minus 11 na herc, ne? No in zdaj, če ga zračunam v decibelih, L od delta F v decibelih, ne? Je zdaj ta stvar, decibel, da bi nosilc na herc, ne? DVC na herc, ne? Tu je 10 krat logaritem desetiški, od tega L od delta F, krat 1 hertz. Zdaj moram krat 1 hertz, ker imam take merske enote. So, to get to logarithmic units, I cannot compute the logarithm of the hertz. Therefore, in the definition, I have here times 1 hertz. No, tako da je 2 krat 10 na minus 11. Se pravi, tu je zdaj, je enako, minus 107 dBc na herc. Ne? Ta 10 na minus 11 pa bi dal minus 110, dvojka da 3 decibele. Ne? Če zdaj opazujem takšen signal na spektralnem analizatorju. So, we're observing this signal on a spectrum analyzer. Če ga tako gledam. Kakšna bo zdaj razdalja ta tukaj? Pri odmiku, frekvenčnem odmiku, tukaj delta F je 100 kHz. Ne? Koliko bo tista razdalja tam? Ne? Ja, moram povedati tudi, koliko je resolution bandwidth. I have to tell the resolution bandwidth of my spectrum analyzer is 10 kHz. 10 kHz, to je 10 na četrto Hz. Se pravi, moja moč, recimo, če je tukaj moč nosilca, carrier power is here, what will be the noise power in my resolution bandwidth? The noise power divided by the carrier power will be now pozaj ta spektralna gostota šuma, krat resolution bandwidth od spektralca. Ne? Se pravi, če tu zdaj zmnožim jaz tukaj, zdaj zmnožim, imam 2 krat 10 na minus 11 na herc, krat tukaj, krat številka, krat 10 na četrto hercov, ne, smo imeli resolution bandwidth 10 kHz, ne, 10 na četrto hercov, je tu 2 krat 10 na minus 4, ne, tam rata se pravi minus 7, razmerje, kolo razmerje, ne. No, in zdaj, 10 krat logaritem, desetiški so transferring this ratio into decibels, noise power divided by carrier power, bo zdaj ta stvar tukaj minus 67 decibelov. Ne? So minus 67 dB. Minus 7 dB is 10 to the minus 7, 2 is 3 dB. So, minus. So we read here on our spectrum analyzer, the difference we read here is minus 67 dB, okay? At 100 kHz. Še nekaj moramo paziti, something to care about. This signal is noise here, so we have an additional factor of 2.51 dB, because the spectrum analyzer is measuring the average of the logarithm, not the logarithm of the average. Imamo še cih 2.51 faktor. Zakaj? Zato, ker če imamo Gaussove signale, ne, logaritem od povprečne moči, ne, je zdaj povprečje od logaritma moči plus 2.51 dB za Gaussov šum. So for Gaussian noise, the spectrum analyzer with its video filter is calculating, is measuring the average of the logarithm. But this is not equal to the logarithm of the average. For Gaussian distribution, the factor in between is 2.51 dB. And you have to care about this when using spectrum analyzers. Well, Gaussian in one dimension, is two dimension is Rayleigh distribution, to be accurate. The correct answer here is Rayleigh distribution. Because we are just measuring the amplitude, not measuring the phase in two. But Gaussian statistics in two dimension becomes Rayleigh distribution. Here, Schmetter was correct. So, talks about Rayleigh distribution for noise, because this is noise. While this is a clean signal. Ta tukaj, ta nosilc je čist signal, čisti sinus in pa čisten sinus od tega faktorja ljubez. Ne? Tako da vidimo zdaj, kaj bomo zmerili. Ne? Recimo, če bomo v laboratoriju merili fazni šum za spektralnim analizatorjem. Zakaj lahko merimo fazni šum s spektralnim analizatorjem? Zato, ker naš merjenec tukaj je imel Q1 30, ne? Ki je imel LC oscilator. Ampak spektralni analizator je imel Higgs oscilator, ki ima Q približno 300. So the spectrum analyzer has 10 times the Q of our test item. 10 times the Q means 100 times less phase noise. So in this case of measuring an oscillator here with the Q, our device, our test has a Q of 30, measuring it with a piece of test equipment has a Q of 300, this simply, thing simply cancels out. It's just 1% error. We only get 1% noise power here, we get 100% noise power here. So, because the noise power goes with the square of the Q. Zato, ker moč faznega šuma upada s kvadratom, ko je kuja, ne? Tukaj je spektralni analizator, ne da skoraj ni šuma. Ne? Večino šuma smo ga pridelali mi sami z našim merjencem, ker imamo takšen merjenc. Kaj bi tukaj lahko pogledali? Ja, v takšnem oscilatorju, gledajte, moramo paziti, da ne damo MOSFETa. So, in an oscillator, it's important to use a bipolar transistor. With a MOSFET that has 1 MHz here, at 100 kHz spacing, we would have the addition. Mi meri ta dodatek tukaj, ne? Ena in FC z delta F, ne? Za bipolaren transistor je to zanemarljivo. So for a bipolar transistor, this can be neglected. Because this is 1 kHz divided by 100 kHz. But for a MOSFET transistor, this term here, this is 1 MHz divided by 100 kHz, this is a factor of 10. So a MOSFET transistor will produce 10 times, 10 dB more noise, 10 times as much noise as a bipolar transistor. Z MOSFETom bi dobili tukaj, lahko pričakujemo, približno 10-krat več šuma bi namerili na tej razdalji proč od našega nosilca. Ne? Tisto, kar moramo biti še posebno previdni, zdaj, kar gradimo oscilatorje, tu so teoretske številke, kar smo pisali zdaj po tabli. So what we wrote right now on the board were theoretical numbers. In practice, everything goes wrong and we will always get more phase noise, never less than Leeson equation. Leeson equation is the best possible estimate if we do everything correctly. Leesonova enačba je tisto, ki nam daje najboljši možen rezultat. Ne? In pod pogojem, da smo mi oscilator pravilno našrtovali. Ne? In s tem, da smo vse pravilno vzeli, da smo pravilno fazni šum vzeli, da smo vzeli pravilno... tukaj ta stvar je praktično ena. Ne? Ta stvar, ta tukaj je praktično ena šela, nič ena. This factor is very small, so it can be neglected. The 1 over F for the bipolar transistor. Frequently we get much more noise. Dosti krat dobimo oscilator, dosti več šuma in lahko, če narodno načrtujemo oscilator, se lahko nam zgodi tudi tu, da se oscilator začne gasiti. Se pravi, da proizvaja strahoten kosmat spektr na svojem izhodu. Ne? In kje je zdaj naš problem od oscilatorja? Naš problem od oscilatorja je ta, da jaz moram tu ojačanje, okay? Ta gradnik mora tu nasičenje, ne? Ojačevalnik, ne? So the amplifier has to go into saturation. And this gain has to be made variable. Because of saturation, zaradi nasičenja se to ojačanje spreminja, ne? Ja, Zdaj, ampak zdaj tukaj pomeni, da imamo neko zanko povratne vezave v našem ojačevalniku. No, če narišem tu z transistorjem, ne? So trying to draw this using the transistor. How may an oscillator be clever? Pa narišemo kar Meissner oscillator, oziroma Meissner oscillator with the transistor. Jasno, jaz moram dati zdaj tudi eno, en tok v bazo, ne? I need a bias resistor for the base, in order to work. In moram jaz tukaj zdaj preko enega primernega navitja, ne? Prepeljati povratni signal na I made a bad drawing. It's better to move everything here further out. Our bias. And for the bias point, I need here a capacitor to bring this signal to the base of the transistor. And the other terminal of the coil is Kaj se zdaj zgodi v takšnem oscilatorju? Če jaz gledam zdaj mojo povratno vezavo, so if I look at my feedback, and if I start as a feedback quantity with the current I have here. The current first goes into an integrator. Because of the Q. Zaradi tega Q ja tukaj gor gremo v prvi integrator. Na tu gremo v drugi integrator. Ki ima tisto RC od biasa. In na tu to stvar je zdaj tukaj odšteje. So I subtract this. This is now my feedback that has one integrator in the energy stored in this tuned circuit and the other integrator is the bias network. Imam vezje, ki ima dva integratorje. En integrator je kvaliteta tega nekajnega kroja, ki lahko hrani energijo. Drugi integrator je tole vezje biasa. Kakšen je skupni rezultat? What is the net result? The net result is that two integrators in series plus inverting stage makes the feedback unstable. Takšen oscilator, naslednje stvari, so oscilator, may start producing this thing. Starts out of noise. Začne iz šuma, se povečajo nihaji, niha z eno konstantno amplitudo in ugasne. Spet starta iz šuma, niha z eno amplitudo in ugasne. Spet štarta iz šuma, niha z eno amplitudo in ugasne. So what happens with such an oscillator? Such an oscillator is not working continuously. It starts oscillating out of noise. But as soon as limiting is reached, the gain goes down on this decoding device. And then there is a feedback mechanism that should regulate this gain. But the feedback mechanism, as plotted here, is not stable. And such oscillator starts quenching. So it quenches the oscillation here, stops oscillating, and starts again from noise. And again oscillate, again stops oscillating. Of course, this is a disaster. Usually it's a disaster if you design such an oscillator. Even if you are not oscillating, you will see in the spectrum, on a spectrum analyzer, na spektralcu boste videli, če taka stvar ne niha, taka stvar bo imela nekaj takšnega. Zrastejo neki taki čudni bočni pasovi šuma ob obeh straneh spektra. Ne? On both sides of the spectrum, the phase noise grows to huge values. If you did things wrong here with the time constant. Če ste te stvari narobe počeli, še pred ne začne stvar v garcu. Before quenching, the oscillator will start to produce huge noise sidebands. Of course, we don't want this. Or we may want this if we want to build a super regenerative receiver. Lahko se nam je tu všeč, če skušamo narediti super regenerativni sprejemnik. No, in na vaju boste imeli en tak super regenerativni sprejemnik, kjer boste ta pojav videli. So, in our lab, you will have an experiment with such a super regenerative receiver to see when this thing happens and why it happens. And the thing you will be able to change, you will be able to change this capacitor. You will see that for certain capacitor values, this thing is really making a disaster. But you have to pick up the right values for the feedback to become unstable. This is just to tell you where the Leesonov equation space completely. Tukaj Leesonova enačba popolnoma odpove, zakaj? Zato, ker mi smo naredili štalo druge. So we may have made troubles in some other place. We have built an unstable feedback network. And an unstable feedback network will amplify the phase noise as much as you can. Even up to go to quenching. Se pravi, celo do tega, da se oscilator začne gasiti, toliko se lahko ojača fazni šum. Ampak tu je, če se stvari naredili naroga. Ne? Ampak tu se da naredili. Se da naredili, imate zgled v laboratoriju, kako se to da naredili. Tako da boste videli, da ni glih trivialno, kako se naredi dobro. So designing a good oscillator is not a trivial job. Ja. Bi
pa na ta način lahko modulator naredili.
Da se naredi čisto moduliran tak impulz. Sem tu imam pa dva diobukov spektra. So, this quenching usually has a terrible spectrum when this gets stick up. We could have a modulated signal, say pulse modulation out of this. We could guess pulse. We can do that. Lahko naredimo pulzno modulacijo, ste ga ven četi paketsko samo. Spektr je pa dva diobukov, zakaj je spektr obukov? Spektr je obukov, zato ker ta stvar izmira štarta iz šuma. So this oscillator always starts out of noise. Here. That's the reason why the spectrum is a disaster. So this oscillation is not correlated to this one, is not correlated to this one. Because it starts out of noise. That's the reason why the spectrum is a disaster. We do get pulses out of such an oscillator, but the pulses are uncorrelated and the spectrum is a disaster. You will see this on the spectrum analyzer in the lab. When this thing happens. So this is just to tell you that building good oscillators is not trivial. Well, the only one that's not interested in the spectrum of the oscillator is the chicken. The chicken in the microwave oven, he only gets fried, and that's all. Edini, ki ga ne zanima spektr, je piščar, so mi trebalo opisati. Magnetron je nika stabilna, ne nika stabilna. On bo pečen. So we are not much interested in the spectrum of the magnetron to be used in the microwave oven. This is the only case when this thing really doesn't.